Season's greetings and welcome to the Christmas Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 25th of December 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by any takers. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations and on 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 14130 MHz by Gary VK7JGD and 28525 MHz by Dale VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15 thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. And we thank all those people for rebroadcasting on this Christmas Day. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. And season's greetings. Merry Christmas to all our listeners and volunteers. The VK7 Amateur Radio News team wish you all a wonderful festive season and a safe and happy entry into 2023. There are well over 20 amateurs around VK7 who are involved in the creating, reading, recording and rebroadcasting the news each week, and a sincere and heartfelt thanks goes to you all. The holiday season is a time that may trigger feelings of isolation or loneliness for some people. Remembering the loss of a loved one during the year can be particularly painful for some. Be mindful that those around you may be struggling, so why not have a chat with them? Invite them for a meal or a cuppa. Leave a little gift or a card at the doorstep and let them know that you're thinking of them. These little tokens can make all the difference at this time of the year. And 73 from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team. Hams helping hams. Rescuing Antarctic ham from cold QRP summer. French ham David Brunette, who is FT4YM/P, is currently in Antarctica at the French base of Concordia. David put out a call for assistance from local Hobart amateurs after his linear amplifier failed in Antarctica. Either a linear or replacement transistors was the call. The only hitch was the ship L'Astrolabe will be sailing in a few days. A linear was packaged up and delivered to the shipping agents on Friday morning, and David has been on 20 and 10 metres, and he comes back to Hobart in early March, and we're hoping to catch up, and that's 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And contest news, the Ross Hull Memorial VHF-UHF Contest. And the contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. It runs for the whole month of January 2023. Entrants can operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also the best 2 days section. Each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked. This score is then multiplied by the band multiplier. The total score is the sum of all the scores on all bands. Full contest rules are available in the link edition of this broadcast, and contest scoring is based on distance calculated using your Maidenhead grid locator. You will need to exchange 6-digit Maidenhead locators to get an accurate distance measurement. At the end of January, you will need to submit your log by 2359 UTC on 14th of February 2023 by emailing it to rosshull, or one word, at wia.org.au. Certificates are awarded to all entrants, including certificates for the top scoring amateurs in each category. Any logging software can be used so long as the necessary information is included in the log. Please refer to the rules for details about this. VKCL still works along with N1MM, and look forward to hearing you on the upper bands. And again, contest news, this summer VHF, UHF and above field day. Don't forget, the summer session of the VHF-UHF Field Day is sneaking up on us quickly. Happening in 2023 on the weekend of Saturday the 14th, 0100 UTC through to 0059 UTC on Sunday the 15th of January. This is only 3 weeks away, so let's make the most of the possibilities of some fantastic contacts if the conditions are right. So why not come on and give out a few contacts from home or even head out portable as the weather is looking promising. There are always many different categories that you can participate in. There is the single band section that allows use of any one band, the popular four band section that covers the relatively popular bands of 6, 2, 70 and 23 centimetres, and then there is the open section that covers all of the bands above 6 metres up to many gigahertz. There are the sections for portable stations to operate for either 8 or 24 hours, sections for home stations to operate 8 or 24 hours, or become a rover for either 8 or 24 hours. There are also sections for portable multi-operators, so why not go portable with a mate or two? The usual frequencies will be in use around VK7, so try listening on 52.525, 146.500, 439, 1296.15, as well as 2403.15, 3398.15 and 10368.15 megahertz, all on FM, of course. And the summer DX stars may align and the bands may be open up, and it would pay to check the usual call frequencies. These are 50 110, 144 100, 432 100, 1296 100 and all on USB. Please have a tune around as there may be stations further up the band. You never know who you may hear and work. As usual, you will need to know your six-digit Maidenhead Grid Square locator, and there are many resources to find this, either phone apps or online mapping tools. The choice of logging is still VKCL program, as the rules haven't changed at all, and it does seem to tick all the boxes. There are others as well. If you are having issues with logging software, then please reach out to me. That's Richard, VK7ZBX, and he'd be happy to assist where he can. As usual, please take care and aim to log accurately. Don't be caught out with the wrong mode or band and lose valuable contact points. Remember, the VKCL FM contacts will show up green. Default is SSB, so make each contact count. Also ensure that your clock in your PC is set accurately, so all the contacts will tally once the logs are all checked. Once the contest is over, run your eye over your log to eliminate any glaring typos, and then submit your log to the address below. Then it's done, and you can forget, smiley face. Most importantly, have a great time. Hope to hear you on the higher bands. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV net. Another quiet net night that saw the only participant being VK7ZAB sharing one photo. The subject was a festive season, and the photo was of strings of LEDs on his antenna tower arranged to look like a large decorated Christmas tree. And remember, Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and Northern Tasmania. And a reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146650-600 can be RF-linked to VK7RJG by using a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz. And we get underway around 7:30 p.m. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And QSL News, the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman VK7HW reports that the final delivery of Inwards cards for VK7 has arrived. Herman hopes to have them sorted to publish an update list next week. Herman also would like to thank those amateurs around the state who assist in providing a delivery or distribution point in their location, and these include VK7AN, KT, DW and DC. Also those who have supplied stamps to direct mail out. Herman wishes everybody a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year with good DX. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. and news from the Northwest. NWTARC Summer Barbecue on Saturday the 21st of January 2023. The club will be holding a summer barbecue commencing at midday in Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. The park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, follow the road to the river and the barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there are two electric barbecues, toilets, running water and some seating and tables undercover. We welcome other amateurs from around the state attending and socialising with our members. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the function. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasma Parade, West Ulverston. It is south of the Recreation Centre, which has no toilets but a two electric barbecues, no running water and some seats and tables undercover. The club will monitor the Mount Duncan 2-metre repeater the morning of the barbecue, and if the weather conditions are not pleasant, we can advise if it is going ahead. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. And you are listening to VK7, a Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTO, WWFF Parks Group, the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And NTARC would like to commence this week's segment by wishing all listeners a very Merry Christmas and all the best for the festive season. Hold on a moment, though. Today is Christmas Day. So, while our season's greetings are heartfelt, our listeners possibly only number one or two. So we should probably quickly widen our audience by extending the greetings to all those who read the text edition of today's broadcast or listen to any of the scheduled rebroadcasts in the coming week. While we're at it, and for good measure, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas, even if you don't listen to or read the text edition. Even if you are oblivious to our greetings, we feel good for having extended them, and that surely is Christmas spirit. Well, did that sound familiar? It sort of should, if you have been paying attention over the years. It is what NTARC put to air the last time the Sunday broadcast fell on Christmas Day, way back in 2016. There certainly has been a lot of water under the bridge since then. There is no way I could have extended the season's greetings to more people, so why reinvent the wheel? Thank you to Yvonne, VK7FYMX, for your wonderful greeting, which is just as relevant now as it was in 2016. The only happenings for this week was the final testnet and technet sessions for this year, and this was held on Wednesday night with Nick, VK7WhiskyWhiskey, at the helm, and Nick has been conducting these net sessions since the club room's temporary closure due to COVID back in April 2020. And in fact, Nick's net first went to air on the 8th of April 2020. That is a long stint and a lot of nets, and on a rare occasion that Nick's dates clash, we have been lucky enough to have Phil, VK7ZPD, to stand in, and when Phil was unavailable, for Rick, VK7HBR, to fill in the rather large boots of Nick as net controller. Thank you to Paul, VK7KPA, and Phil for supporting the Discord side of things to complement the on-air nets. Phil also provides an audio feed on Discord of the on-air proceedings, and this is particularly useful as you can have the Discord running on your phone and listen to the audio feed through your car stereo while you're driving. This comes in handy if your Wednesday nights are all over the place and not always in front of a radio or computer screen, and I appreciate this feature, Phil. Hope that you can keep it all good and working in the new year. Last week I mentioned that Peter, VK7KPC, received a certificate in recognition of his participation in the Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest for 2022. I can imagine Nick as Mr. Miyagi. Well done, Grasshopper. Not such a bad student, only bad teacher. Well, Nick must be a good teacher, as his CW protege is doing well. Soon after Peter's certificate, Nick received a runner-up certificate in the same event. All we are waiting for now is to see how Nick and Peter went in the VKCW Ops Contest QRP. Hopefully the results will be in the next Low-Key Journal. As they both have been amassing certificates this year, it will be interesting to see how the certificate envy is going on between them. Hi, hi. It is that time of the year again, and all club members should have received an email with instructions on renewing their membership for 2023 by now. Just a reminder that your 2022 membership expires on the 31st of December, and if you haven't renewed by that date, you will be listed as unfinancial on the register. In case you've forgotten, NTARC's 2023 membership fees are $40 for a full voting member, $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment along with the ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past and have let your membership lapse for any reason, then please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website at the link on the broadcast, or why not pop into the club rooms on a Friday morning coffee session once we reopen again after the 13th of January. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to the Repeater Fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at the club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donations will be gladly accepted, and all donations will be officially receipted and noted against the repeater project. Up-and-coming events, the Testnet and TechNet sessions will be resuming on Wednesday the 11th of January, and your host for the evening will be Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The last formal night for this year has passed us by, but who knows, it might be worth a check on the frequencies over Christmas and New Year break, as amateurs have been known to just talk for the fun of it. The Friday coffee mornings will be resuming on Friday the 13th of January at the NTARC club rooms, and the club technical nights will also be resuming on Wednesday the 18th of January at the NTARC club rooms. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with the next segment in the WIA response to the ACMA class license and high power consultation, and we covered the high power suggestions. This can best be described as a careful and considered process of upskilling amateurs who wish to run higher power to provide the ACMA with the confidence that higher power is being used safely and in a way to minimise interference to other services. We finished up with some interesting Morse keys, and we wished all viewers a happy Christmas on this Sunday and hope that everyone stays safe. We will be running the DATV nights throughout the Christmas period, and next week we will have a review of the latest Jubus magazine and of the 15 to 40 metre magnetic loop, and some interesting results from the ground plane testing of the 160 metre short vertical. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channels, and we go out on RF DVB-T 7 meg standard definition on 445.5 megahertz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle, then you can tune and scan 445.5 megs, and if you can see that at Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7 Oscar Tango Charlie. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And technology news. Return to reliable technology. A group of towns in northern New South Wales have reverted back to what they call, quote, reliable technology, unquote, namely UHF CB radio. This area has been hit by successive bushfires and now floods, and the telecommunications infrastructure has failed every time. Almost 70 people now have UHF CBs who tune into the Channon's base station that relays important information. Radio expert John Miller has helped over 20 communities set up their own radio networks. Want to know more? Take a look at the ABC News story at the email link on the broadcast. Now, does this sound familiar? The ARRL's emergency network has a great catchphrase they use, when all else fails, to demonstrate that amateur radio can provide a radio and data network with far superior coverage to UHF CB in emergency situations, along with the highly skilled personnel to operate and keep the network running. In Australia, WISEN, or the Wireless Institute Civil Emergency Network, has groups in all states that train and specialise in providing reliable, portable and mobile communications locally, internationally and nationally. If you are interested in becoming involved in WISEN activities, then take a look at the relevant website and at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The regular gatherings, Sewing Circle, daily 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. AEDST. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South on VK7RAF 146.650-600 with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide Microwave QSO Party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another one in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday the 13th, January 2023. Coffee mornings resume at the NTARC clubrooms. NTARC Wednesday the 18th of January 2023. The club technical nights resume at the NTARC clubrooms. And NTARC Wednesday the 11th of January 2023. The test and technet resume for 2023. The Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest to VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144.19 upper sideband. Reist WAGs, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms and also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. And CCR 28th of January 2023, SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of every month. and events of VK7 today, the 25th of December 2022. You look under the Christmas tree and found perfect propagation on every band, an ICOM IC7610 and an ICOM IC905 and a step IR at 30 metres. VK, the 1st to the 31st of January 2023, the Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF DX Contest. VK, 14th and 15th of January 2023, from 0100 UTC Saturday to 0059 UTC Sunday, the VHF and UHF and above field day. NWT ARC, 21st of January 2023, the Summer Barbecue Legion Park from noon. VK7 June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. Alara November 2023, Alara Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And a reminder to all those people rostered for next week's New Year's Day broadcast. Newsreader is VK7 RI. Repeaters, Reist, Entark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWT ARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7TPE, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, VK7JGD, 10 metres, VK7DG, UHFCB, Channel 15, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 A Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73, stay safe and season's greetings from yours truly, Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.